Okay, Beis Hashem, we're starting Simon Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, the halachas of what oil and what wicks are kosher for Ner Chanukah. So it's also for a person to use the Ner Chanukah for his own personal use. And this includes even those of us who do Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin. So that means on the eighth night, for the Ikka Mitzvah, you only need one candle. Yet we're lighting eight candles still. All of those candles should not be used for one's own use. This applies both during the week and also on Shabbos. And even to eat, so this Shabbos, which is a mitzvah by the Ner of the nearest Chanukah, is going to be a problem. And even just a small temporary job like checking money, or counting money by the light, even from far where one's hands are not close to Ner, it's still Asa. And even more than that, even a Tashmish Shal Kedusha, for example, to learn Torah by the Ner Chanukah is Asa. However, there are those who are makel with the Tashmish Shal Kedusha, for example, learning by it. And he says it could be that one can rely on this to learn by the Ner Chanukah, Derech Arai, as long as his hands are not close by. And Tzorachion, whether Lemaisa one could rely on it. However, all of this is using it, using the nearest of Chanukah as a problem. If he's not using it, he's just sitting in their vicinity, just sitting nearby where the nearest Chanukah are, then that's okay. And the Pri Chodesh is also matter to walk around the house where the nearest Chanukah are around. And even though, because the nearest Chanukah, Lemaisa, you are passively benefiting because you're not bumping into things, so you're not actively checking, but you're passively benefiting because you're not bumping into things, he says that's also okay, because there's no chiyuv for a person to close his eyes. And therefore, it's not considered to be using it. But Lemaisa, because of this, the minig is that we all have a shamash by our nearest Chanukah. We all have a shamash. What's the idea? So that if a person does end up using the light of the nearest Chanukah, it comes out, he can say that he's using the light of the shamash. He should make sure, though, that the shamash is somewhat distant on some sort of level from the other nearest, in order that there can be it can be recognizable how many Neiris has lit that night. So for example, if it's the seventh night and you've got a Shamash there, and the Shamash is right next to other Neiris, it might look like it's the eighth night, which is no good. One of the ideas of Mahadrim and Mahadrim is to show how many nights it has been so far of Chanukah. So that should be somewhat distant. And this is even if many people are lighting the Chanukah. So we know that the Minig in Ashkenaz is that everyone lights nearest Chanukah. So the minig is that everyone has their own shamash as well. Everyone should put his own shamash in by his menorah. Okay. Lemaisa, some are machmir lechachila, even not to use the shamash. However, many achrim are mekel, because that seems to be the reason for the shamash, right? So that the idea of the shamash is that you don't actually use the nearest Chanukah. And therefore, lemaisa, most achrim are mekel to use the shamash.